The idea that God loves us that much, that He loved us before we understood what love was, that His grace was available before we even could comprehend our need for it. Before the foundation of the world, the Lamb was slain. God's plan was in place before we ever realized a need for it. What great love that must be. It's an amazing love that I cannot fully comprehend. And it's a love that's expressed for us on the cross. Have you ever heard the phrase washed in the blood? Washed in the blood. What an eerie thing to say. It just doesn't set right, does it? That we would be washed in blood? Where does that come from? Well, obviously it comes from Calvary when Jesus died on the cross, but it actually comes before that. We could go all the way back into the Old Testament prophecies and find the book of Isaiah. And Isaiah begins his book, chapter 1 at verse 18. Isaiah introduces the concept that we might be cleansed in a very powerful and meaningful way. Let me show you that powerful, incredible verse, Isaiah 1 and 18. God is speaking to the people of Israel, and in the way prophecy works, He speaks directly to them in their time about their specific needs. But as prophecy works, He also speaks to us now with a fuller and deeper and more complete meaning. And so He says to us, "Come now, let us settle the matter." Some of you learned that, "Come, let us reason together." What an invitation that the God of all the universe, the great mind who figured out how all of this would work, the one who could speak the worlds into existence, the one who had the power to tell the stars and the planets where to begin and where to take their journeys through the universe, the one who had the power to speak to the ground and cause a mountain to be raised and a valley to be lowered and a river to flow, it was that very one who says to someone like me, "Come and let's sit down and talk about it." What an invitation. Come. Let's settle the matter. Let's reason this together. And His invitation, He says, "Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool." He says, imagine sin is the color red, crimson. Matter of fact, that word in the Hebrew is a word that means that it was double dipped. It was dyed twice to get a deep, rich red and crimson. He says, your sins are double dipped in red. And yet, they can be as white as snow. They can be like wool. Sin can be cleansed. Well, how does that happen? How could my red, crimson sin be white like snow? How could it be cleansed? How could it be washed? Hebrews 9 tells me. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. The law was clear. That's why they had to make sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice, because blood had to be shed in order for forgiveness to be provided. The red sin is cleansed by the red blood. And you say, how does that happen? I have two responses. One, I don't know. And two, I sure am glad it does. Those of you who are the Wednesday night crowd, you heard this a couple of weeks ago. I give you permission to take a 45-second nap. Lisa and I were living in Burleson when I was attending seminary in Fort Worth. And I would drive from our little apartment to seminary every morning. You had to leave early because, you know, the traffic coming into Fort Worth on I-35 gets really bogged down right there in front of that brewery and in front of that Mrs. Baird's type thing. It's a bakery thing there. Some of you have been stuck in that traffic where it smells really good and then it smells really bad. And you knew you were going to get stuck there every morning. And so I had to leave early enough to get through that, which meant that often I would get to the seminary early before class. And this was one of those days. I got there early, which was good because today was a day I had to take a test. And it was important to me to be able to review my notes before I went in to take the test. And I had done what every good student does. I had highlighted the important things in my notes that I needed to review for that test. So I drive up the highway. I get into the parking lot. I have plenty of time. And I pull out my notes, and I'm just going to review the highlighted areas. And I look at my notes, and there are no highlights. And I'm thinking, I can't review all these notes before. What happened to the highlights? They were there last night. And then I realized what had happened. I was wearing yellow sunglasses. Don't judge me, it was the 80s. I was wearing yellow sunglasses looking at a yellow highlight. And what I learned really blew my mind. I even looked it up later to verify that this is true, and it is. When you look through a color at that same color, it appears white. When you look through a color at the same color, it appears white. And so God says, your red, scarlet, crimson sin can be like white as snow when I look at it through the blood of my son Jesus. When we trust in Christ, we are in a very real, meaningful way washed in his blood, covered by his blood, cleansed in his blood, so that when the Holy Father looks at my crimson sin, he looks through the blood of Christ, and he sees a forgiven, white heart. 1 John 1:7. But if you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And look at that last part. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If you're a Bible marker upper, is that a word? If you write in your Bible like I do, I want to encourage you to find 1 John 1:7 and underline that word all. The blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. Because the power of his blood is stronger than the power of my sin. His sacrifice is greater than my rebellion. The blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies all sin. And that's why we wind up here. That's what brings us to the table. The bread helps us remember that Jesus hung on that cross and gave His life for us. His body was broken. The cup helps us remember that when He hung on that cross, His blood was shed for us. The Bible says that they poked His side with a spear and out came blood and water. He shed His very blood for us in order that the blood of Jesus might purify us from all sin. Paul says that when we get ready for this experience at the table, that we should take time, that we should pause for a moment to take time to kind of examine ourselves, to prepare ourselves spiritually for what happens here so that we don't take it too lightly. So I'm going to encourage you and challenge you to do that with me over the next few moments. I want to ask you just to sit quietly and perhaps even close your eyes if that's meaningful to you. And just listen to the words of Psalm 51. Don't read along with me. I just want you to hear the words. I want you to pray through the psalm as I read it. And then deacons, when we get to the end of the psalm, that's your time to come to help serve at the table. Be gracious to me, O God, according to Thy loving kindness, according to the greatness of Thy compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions. My sin is ever before me. Against You and You only I have sinned and done what is evil in Your sight, so that You are justified when You speak and blameless when You judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, Thou dost desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part You will make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which Thou hast broken rejoice. Hide Thy face from my sins. Blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit in me. Do not cast me away from Your presence. Do not take Your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of Your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors Your way, and sinners will be converted to You. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, Thou God of my salvation. Then my tongue will joyfully sing of Thy righteousness. O Lord, open my lips that my mouth may declare Thy praise. For Thou dost not delight in sacrifice, otherwise I'd give it. Thou art not pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are broken spirit, broken and contrite heart. O God, Thou wilt not despise.